Hello everybody, it's the 12th of February 2015. I've got a lot of catching up to do with this February challenge. Mind you, like I said, I won't do all of them, but I've kind of missed day 9, day 10 and 11 and today's. Day 9, okay, this one's going to be February day 9. February day 9 was all about judgment, you know, judging others and being judged, and you know, talking about an experience where you were judged. I don't know really what to really sort of talk about on this one, because there's just so many things, you know, going through. I can't really decide what to talk about, really. But firstly, you know, actually judging people, on the note of judging people and being judgmental and stuff, I think it's one of those things. I try not to be judgmental and things, but I do feel that, you know, judging others and, you know, being a little bit judgmental is, you know, something that's sort of like human nature, if you like. I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's very hard not to do, because, you know, as human beings, as people, we are just, you know, sort of programmed to do that, you know. Naturally, I think it's just one of those natural things, and it's just one of those things where you have to really, really try and you know, really strive to not do, and it's one of those things that I try not to do, but I can't always help it, you know, because it's just one of those things that it's human, you know. I think it's a human thing to be, you know, to judge other people, and there are so many different factors that can make you judge a person, you know, and sometimes, you know, some of those things that are not always nice, you know, like judging people on their appearance is not a very good thing to be, you know, really doing, but, you know, sometimes you can't always help it, but you shouldn't really be doing that, because it's just not nice, you know. You don't really know a person until you actually speak to them, and, you know, so just by looking at them, you know, you're not going to always get the full, you know, sort of, you're not going to get the full character of the person. You know, somebody, you could meet with somebody who's got tattoos, and, you know, who looks a bit buff and has a lot of tattoos, and, you know, usually when people see, you know, somebody like that, they think, you know, automatically think, oh, you know, they're going to be trouble, you know, they're one of those, you know. But, you know, they might not be one of them, you know, they might not be like that and stuff. So, you know, you just never know. You know, that person with the tattoo, they could be the most nicest, most gentlest person, you know, that you could ever meet, you know. So, you know, it's not the best thing to do by, you know, judging people by their looks and stuff. Sometimes you judge a person, you know, we judge a person if, like, say they've committed a crime or something, and, you know, you start judging people and thinking, oh, you know, you start judging that person, because you sort of then, you know, you sort of don't trust that person, so you're judging them and thinking, well, they've done this and that, so, you know, what kind of a person are they? But, you know, sometimes you can't always judge a person like that. You know, that person could have changed, you know, they could have turned themselves around and things, but it's hard, it's really hard. I myself have been judged on, you know, a lot of things like appearances, and due to me having disabilities and things like that, you know, people, you know, have made judgments, you know, about me and stuff like that. And like I say, there's quite a lot, too many experiences where I've been judged. I mean, one of the things that really, really bugs me where I've been judged on is that, you know, people have this habit of, you know, presuming that, you know, I don't, you know, they just presume, it almost feels like that they just presume that I don't have feelings, I don't, you know, I don't have the capability of feeling, and, you know, that it's okay to sort of take advantage of me, or, you know, to treat me in a certain way, you know, just because, you know, because I have a disability and whatnot, you know. I found that it's happened to me before, and it really bugs me when people treat me like that, and it just makes me want to just, you know, scream and shout and saying, look, you know, my problems, you know, my disability is in my eyes and my heart, not my emotions, not my feelings and my intelligence, you know, none of that. It doesn't affect my, you know, emotions or anything like that. And, you know, and people, when they look at me, you know, I must not have a very intelligent look about myself, because, you know, because people, when they look at me, when they first see me, they presume that I'm not intelligent. They just presume that I'm stupid or something. And it's like, well, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm not the brightest person on the tree. You know, I'm not the brightest spark on the tree, or whatever, you know, whatever that saying is. I'm not the brightest person in the world, but, you know, I'm not clever, or I'm not a genius, but I'm not stupid either. And I don't expect to be treated like that. And it just really, really bugs me. And I don't like being treated like I'm stupid. But people just sort of look at me and they sort of think that I am. And then, you know, they, you know, then when they see that I do have a bit of intelligence, it's like, oh, you know, they're sort of shocked. You know, they end up being shocked, and it's like they're surprised and stuff. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, I'm not as stupid as you make me out to be. You know, I have a lot more intelligence than people give me credit for, you know, sort of thing. And it really bugs me. It annoys me, you know, sort of thing, that people just, they just presume things without really talking to me and stuff. I think I'm always going to be judged, and I'm always going to be looked at, you know, in that sort of way. I don't think that will ever change, you know, no matter where I go or whatever. I think that will always be the way it is, you know. There's, you know, not really much I can change about it, really. Every time I meet a new person, you know, it's always going to be like that. I think I'll probably end up spending my whole life being judged on, you know, many different things, you know, not just disability, but just so many other different things. You know, I'm not really a pretty person, so, you know, I'm quite ugly to look at, but, you know, I'll be the first to admit, but, you know, so, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, when we were younger, you know, obviously kids didn't want to play with me because I wasn't one of those pretty girls. You know, girls wouldn't play with me, should I say, because I wasn't pretty enough. You know, I wasn't a pretty girl like they were, and things like that. And, you know, that sort of thing, it's always going to be like that, you know. It's one of those sad things, really. I don't really know what else to say. I don't really know. I don't really know. It's an interesting subject, but I don't really know what to sort of add to it. I could go on and on and on and tell you loads of things about the way I've been judged and stuff, but, you know, I don't think I really want to. But like I say, just too many things. Just way too many. Anyway, I think I'm just rambling. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. So, yeah. Anyway, hope you're well, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.